We do not have for you this morning, for the first time since last fall, following the 8:30 news on a Thursday, an official Pat's Perfect Pigskin prognostication.
That's correct.
Will we review his previous?
We will do that. That's kind of the modified. Next week, Pat will have the fully produced final version leading into the Super Bowl.
I will.
But last week, we did have the conference championship games.
Yes, and I was 1-1 last week, so you know, yeah, batted 500.
You were close to getting them both.
I was, yeah, I was close.
I told you Mahomes was
coming. don't doubt Patrick Mahomes. That's right, yeah. That was a great performance by him. That's going to go down in legend, I think, how he was playing on that high ankle sprain and somehow was able to gut out a win and get the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl, third time in 4 years.
A lot of controversy over the officiating.
Of course.
It went both ways. So it did. You know.
Yeah, the officiating was very poor. But still, the Bungles had two opportunities. They had the ball twice with under 6 minutes to go, and they couldn't do anything with it. And so they have nobody to blame but themselves. And Mahomes made it happen. And you know what? The Bungles do what the Bungles do. Made a horrible, horrible bungling play by hitting Mahomes while he was out of bounds, led to the game-winning field goal.
Yep.
Well, it gave him an extra 15 yards.
Right.
Who knows, the kicker might have kicked one anyway, but it certainly helped to move him up.
It did. Should teach me
pitch
to
shop.
Teach me not to trust in the Bungles. The only thing I should trust is that the Bungles will always bungle. That is coming from a true Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I should have known that. And then with Philly, that was really, I felt bad for the 49ers. Yeah. Their quarterback is out after the first play, and then their fourth string quarterback had to come in. And then he got hurt, and they had to bring in the Purdy again, but he couldn't throw the ball.
No, he had a bad arm.
Yeah, he couldn't throw the ball.
If I understand correctly, it turns out he might need the surgery.
Yeah, he needs
6 months. That's how bad his arm was.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's going to be out for 6 months. Give it. But still, though, I think Philly would have won that game. That is a strong, strong football team.
It's going to be a good Super Bowl, but it's not going to please the media who wanted East Coast, West Coast, you know.
But they love Patrick Mahomes.
They love Mahomes.
Mahomes is going to be the one. Yeah, Philadelphia, which has a huge fan base, and Kansas City, which also has a very loyal fan base, and Mahomes is such a superstar now since Tom Brady is retired.
That's the problem with the upcoming Super Bowl. You're going to have two great teams, and all we're going to hear about is the retirement of Tom Brady.
Maybe, yeah.
Again.
But it should be a good one, and I see that the Eagles right now are a point and a half favorite going into the middle weekend here, one weekend before the Super Bowl. So, and it started with Kansas City. They were actually the favorite at first, but it's now flipped over to Philadelphia. So we will have to just check out, and And I am already doing my research. I'm burying myself into my hole, and I will come out next Thursday with my prediction.
At this time.
Yes.
The fully produced PPPPP.